My name is Mark LaFromboise, and I'm the book buyer at Politics and Prose.
Before we go into Ghost at a Watchman, go into just what exactly that means, your job.
I'll determine what books to bring into the store and how many, okay, for the most part, and then in whether or not to reorder, and again, how many.
And in the case of this, I'm sure it was a no-brainer. This one you guys had to order. Some books probably take a little more deliberating, but for this one, was it a no-brainer?
Whether to carry it, yeah, of course. This is the big story of the summer so far in the publishing world. We heard about the discovery of the manuscript. That was the first thing, and then there was just lots and lots of conversations. So everything's been building up to this date because everybody's just been waiting to get their hands on the book, and they've been very good at keeping this under wraps. Reviewers had copies, but generally bookstores and media get what they call advance copies, and no, there were no advance copies on here. And even reviewers that we talked to had to sign affidavits that said they couldn't even really say whether they'd received the book, whether let alone divulging its contents. So this has been very, very controlled by the publisher.
Were you blown away when that announcement first was made, the discovery of the manuscript?
Kind of, but almost immediately there was this whole backstory too about the condition of the author and why now, why is the book being published now, because the book apparently has been out there and people have known about it for 60 years. And so, yeah, so a lot of curiosity. So were we blown away by it? Yeah. But there's still this sort of skepticism about the whole story. And that, from the reports that are coming out today, the stories are coming out today, that still hasn't really been fully explained.
What do you make, you mentioned some of the reports. What do you make of some of the early reports of, you know, maybe Atticus is a little more nuanced in his character this time around?
You mean racist?
In turn of the racist, yeah.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I assume you haven't read it yet, or
no? I don't know. We just saw it today for the first time, and that was another thing. I wondered how much that they wanted the legacy of this beloved character to be tarnished by this new and revised story and characterization, because this was never. I have a feeling that the legacy of Atticus Finch is something very, very valuable, but. Will it ever be the same after this publication of this version of his character? Likely not. So,
because he was, talk a bit about his legacy before. You know, let's say this new book never came out. His legacy is pretty much the most anti-racist of any character that I can think of.
Well, he's almost a symbol of
a saint of it.
Of moral rectitude and. Fearless fighter for justice, to read about him as a character and the product of his time makes us see him as human, whereas I'm not sure we really want to see him as human. We just like to see him as somehow rising above all that, and now we see that he doesn't rise above that. Does it make him more interesting? Yeah, I guess so.
Gives us something to talk about.
But it takes away a hero, and I'm not sure people are ready to give up their hero so readily.
Gotcha. How's it been today? Because today's when the book came out. How's it been in terms of people coming in here? Has it been busier than usual or about the same?
It's been steady. You know, this is Washington, so people aren't going to be taking a day off of work to go stand in line at our door. But it's been steady, and we had a large order prior. We had 12 dozen to begin with, and for us, that's a very, very large order.
What's typical for a book?
A large order would be 10. A small order would be 1 or 2.
And you already had 12 dozen.
We began with that because we knew it was a giant news story. It wasn't just a big book, but I mean, the story of the publication itself was a big news story. And about half of those, by the time we opened this morning, about half of those were already spoken for.
Wow.
In fact, about half, 77 out of our 144 were already spoken for this morning.
Wow. Do you expect it after people get off work to keep, you know, be a little more steady?
Definitely. The curiosity factor, like I said, is super high right now. And that's what's going to propel the book in these very, very early stages, is the curiosity. People who love Kill a Mockingbird, people who are just very, very up on the news and are following this as a publishing story. But after that, people will have start to read it, and word will get around, and opinions will be shared. Reviewers will write their reviews, and you know, at some point, the book will either sink or swim on its own merits. Mm-hmm. You know, but for right now, it's riding very high just on the curiosity factor.
Are you looking forward to reading it?
I'm looking forward to reading it. Yeah. You know, I read it in high school, and then I read it, you know, subsequently as an adult, maybe 10 years ago. So it's still fairly fresh in my mind. And no, I'm looking forward to going back and revisiting Scout's world and seeing Scout as a grown up, and also just seeing what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not the only one to, I'm sure most people say exactly what you did. I read it in high school. Talk about how this book, you know, maybe even more than any other, is sort of that coming-of-age book that gets a lot of people into reading.
Well, not having grown up in the South, I grew up in the North. I don't have a lot of first-hand experience with a lot of the things that are being taken on in the book. You know, the small town, Southern bigotry, which was so pronounced in To Kill a Mockingbird. That wasn't a world that I knew, so it was an exposure to that world, an early exposure to that world. But also, again, like we were talking about, the character of Atticus Finch and what he represents. And, you know, we grow up with stories of Clarence Darrow and, you know, famous lawyers, and grow up, you know, with TV and movie lawyers. But he's one of the most memorable fictional lawyers that we read growing up, because, you know, the John Grisham, Scott Turow books really hadn't been written yet, and there wasn't this whole big popular strain of legal thrillers at that point. And that's not a legal thriller. It's a very moral book, a very literary book that happens to have a lawyer and a memorable court case at its heart, you know.
AFI voted Atticus the number one hero of all time. So what impact do you think the movie had? I mean, it came out 2 years after, you know, Gregory Peck wins the Oscar for it. What do you think the movie helped elevate the book in our collective consciousness?
No matter how many times you read or study To Kill a Mockingbird, it's hard to divorce the image of Atticus Finch from that of Gregory Peck. He was just so iconic in that role. And now that's another thing. And when we read this new version of Atticus, will we be seeing an older version of Gregory Peck in our mind's eye? And how do we now equate that with this segregationist, intolerant, you know, older man? It's interesting. So all of these things are, I think, keeping that curiosity factor red hot.